Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A blend of clouds and sun with fog at times early
today, with daytime highs approaching 77. Clear skies tonight, lows around 49. High temperatures reach up to 79. Tomorrow, bright sunshine. Clear skies and dry Saturday and Sunday, low 80s. Saturday, upper 70s by Sunday.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently,
it's 50 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Voting activist groups across the state of Kansas say they have officially filed a lawsuit over the new law in the state of Kansas, Senate Bill 4, that requires all mail-in ballots to be returned to election offices by 7 p.m. on Election Day, starting January 1 of next year. As WIBW reports that the new law that was passed in the state legislature does eliminate the three-day grace period for mail-in ballots, as the new 30-page lawsuit came out of Douglas County District Court claims that the law passed is unconstitutional for the state of Kansas. As according to the civic groups, they are seeking courts to order the election officials to count the postmarked mail ballots received within 7 days of the election day. State Representative Pat Proctor and candidate for Secretary of State in the upcoming elections say that the lawsuit is coming from groups that include Loud Light, Appleseed, along with their allies that are being funded by what he says are George Soros and foreign billionaires. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
This Memorial Day weekend, a new chapter begins. They said the sedan was finished, but at Midwest Kia, we're here to say the sedan lives. Get the all-new 2025 Kia K4 EX. Slick, powerful, and built to turn heads. With zero due at signing and 36-month lease payments of just $299 a month. Celebrate the freedom to drive your way in a vehicle packed with cutting-edge tech, next-level style, and legendary Kia value. This is your moment. But don't wait. These Memorial Day deals end May 31st. Visit Midwest Kia just off Kellogg or online at MidwestKia.com and rediscover what it means to love your drive. The sedan lives.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offer available with approved credit through KMF. $299 a month for 36 months. 30,000 total miles. Zero due at signing. Plus tax, title, license, and dealer fees. Offer valid on all in-stock 2025 Kia K4 EX. See dealer for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2025.
Kansas State University says they are excited after their Climate Resilient Cereals Innovation Lab will be able to continue their work after federal funding has been reinstated as of earlier this month. As KSNC News reports, according to Kansas State University, they say the lab was part of the Feed the Future Innovations Lab that opened back in 2013. However, the university did announce the lab would be closing as of April 12th, following the cuts that happened at the federal level from the Department of Government Efficiency. The lab did, however, make the announcement as of the end of last week that they would continue their work after the College of Agriculture and Director of Kansas State Research and Extension thanked U.S. Senator Jerry Moran on the efforts in supporting and ensuring the continuation of the important research at Kansas State University. Back in 2023, the Climate Resilient Innovations Lab did receive more than $22 million from the U.S. Agency for Internal Development, or the USAID, with an overall ceiling of spending of near $37 million. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Duzin Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzin Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it took 3 days worth of debate in the Nebraska State Legislature, but the legislature did end up pushing through a bill that would lower the age in which Nebraska youth could be detained if committing a crime down to 11 years old. As the age drop was backed by Governor Jim Pillen pushing for the original bill that included a bill that was sponsored by Ralston State Senator Merv Reap, which did not fully make it out of committee, but however, was part of a larger package of bills through Legislative Bill 530. It was overall called a mega bill, according to the Nebraska Examiner, with different pieces of nine different pieces of legislation that went through the legislature's Judiciary Committee and was moved on to the full floor for debate, where lawmakers did end up advancing it with a unanimous support of 33-0, with 16 senators marking present or not voting. Opponents of the bill said that it would cost more to imprison the kids, saying that juveniles had the most chance for rehabilitation. Mid-America Network News.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Second half personal property taxes are due May 10th. Since this is a Saturday, the Marshall County Treasurer's Office will be open all day Friday, 7:30 till 5, and payments will be accepted as well Monday, May 12th, without penalty. Payments may be made in person or left at the drop box at the courthouse, left at local banks, or online at marshallcoks.org. Please include second half stubs with payment and checks only if left in the drop box. For information, contact the Treasurer's Office. Marshall County Appraiser has begun a routine property maintenance review in North Marysville. This is part of an annual process mandated by the state. Each year, one-sixth of the county undergoes reinspection. This year's review includes properties in Marysville North of U.S. 36, as well as those in Marysville, Walnut, Elm Creek, Waterville, and Blue Rapid City townships. County data collectors will conduct in-person interviews when possible. And for residents not available at the time of the visit, door hangers will be left requesting information. In addition to updating property records, data collectors will measure new construction and capture updated photographs for county records. Residential properties will have interior data verified through interviews during reinspection. Commercial, industrial, and ag buildings will receive interior inspections whenever practical. Residents with questions about the reinspection process or wishing to verify identity of a county representative are asked to contact the county appraiser's office. Recent changes at the Kester House Museum in Marysville were the topic of our public affairs program this past weekend on KNDY, as Kim Houts with the Foundation Board spoke of a handover from the city of Marysville of the Kester House Museum this past April. Hopes are to attract grant funding for continued operations. The city has also announced lease of the South Kester House, which was the restaurant, which will be reopened as a bakery and gift shop. The museum is open for the summer tourist season and has new coordinators.
Yeah, we hired two new people, and we're no longer calling them curators because I guess that's not all they do. We're calling them museum coordinators. So we have two new employees. Amber Garcia is one, and the other one is Jerry Coleman. And both Amber and Jerry have lived in Marysville in the past, and they are both back now. So it's kind of interesting that Amber's great-grandmother, I think it was her great-grandmother, was a curator at the museum years ago. And so Amber remembers coming to the museum and some fond memories of following her grandmother around while she was giving tours. So that's kind of fun. And then Jerry was, for about 40 years, he worked at Community Memorial Hospital here in Marysville as the respiratory therapist. So he's very well known in the community as well. And they both are very enthusiastic and very happy, I think, to learn more about the museum, about the Kester family. And I think it's going to be a great fit for both of them. And we're looking forward to having them, you know, on staff.
The entire conversation is available as a podcast, as all of our public affairs programs are available on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Our public affairs program this weekend will highlight the recently completed Arboretum at Blue Rapids. A sign on the square was placed to identify the effort. Derek DeBoer is among volunteers and joins the conversation Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Axtell Harvester food distribution on Friday, May 9th, has changed location. Follow signage in Axtell to line up east of the city park by noon. Distribution will resume at 6th and Elm in June. Seneca Downtown Impact's second Saturday series continues this summer with Daniel Christian performing live music this Saturday evening, 6:30 till 8:30 p.m. downtown at 5th and Main. Lawn chairs are encouraged and the music is free. 49th annual Mother's Day Market is this weekend at the Marysville City Park, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Over 100 vendors, including 20 offering food, will include antiques and yard art, homemade treats, and fresh plants. Several local businesses will be set up in the park, too. On Sunday, Marysville High grad Mike Wiegers returns to town with his band Live Circuit, performing 11 to 1, while the chicken barbecue takes place from 11 to 2 at the Helvering Center. Graduations are planned this weekend with 11 seniors at Axtell. Graduation is Saturday, 11 a.m. in the school gym. Sunday, Hanover and Lynn commencements planned at 1 in the high school gyms with 13 seniors at Hanover and 14 at Lynn. Rita Bargman, age 97, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Rita Bargman. Ralph J. Cook, age 79, of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery north of Axtell. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell, with the Axtellander funeral home in charge of arrangements for Ralph Cook. Laverne M. Henry, age 91, of Seneca, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7, a full hour funeral home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Laverne Henry. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then mostly clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Still more sunshine as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Still more sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then staying mostly clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s. More sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s, then staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then still staying sunny and warmer throughout Wednesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature, early May, 73, record high on this date, 95. The average low, 51, the record low, 34. Sunset this evening, 8:27, sunrise in the morning at 6:21. It's 50 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 8th of May. KNDY News time, 7:17.
OKC looking okay. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. We had not had a home team win in the second round of the NBA playoffs until last night. And when it happened, it happened. Record tying 87 points in the first half. Thunder led by as much as 49 and beat Denver 149-106 to even the series at a game apiece. Nuggets coach David Adelman.
We got punked and we didn't play well enough, and they came out with the right intensity and we didn't. And, you know, this is a team that does that. I mean, there's a reason why they have historic plus minus numbers throughout this season, is they put people away. So you got to have a much better start than that. We can't come out like that, that kind of mentality.
They split the first two in OKC, game three Friday in Denver. It'll be on ESPN. In the East, the Celtics do it again. just as they did in game one. Boston blows a 20-point lead, and they lose to the Knicks 91-90 in the final last night. Knicks didn't lead until there were 2 minutes to go, but they get the victory. They take the first two in Boston. Warriors and Timberwolves play game two tonight. No Steph Curry for Golden State. The team says his hamstring will be reevaluated next week. On the ice, Dallas strikes first, beating the Jets in Winnipeg 3-2. Mikko Rantanen with a hat trick for his second consecutive game. Toronto beats the Panthers again 4-3 last night. Maple Leafs taking the first two in the series. Toronto hanging on to a lead in hockey, baseball. Toronto not so lucky.
That's a shot by the third baseman. That's going to roll all the way down in the corner. One run scores. Two runs scores. The ball gets away from Class A, and coming in is Schottowell. He scores, and the Angels have a walk-off win tonight.
Angels Radio AM 830. Angels beat the Blue Jays 6-4. Yankees didn't get their first hit until the seventh, but they rally and beat the Padres in 10. Mets 7-1 over the Diamondbacks. Two homers for Juan Soto. Dodgers rout the Marlins 10-1. Shohei Ohtani a triple and three walks. Football Cowboys add to the receiving room, landing George Pickens in a trade with the Steelers.
This is Secret Clinical Dominating Extra Stinky Stress Sweat. And this is regular deodorant. Secret Clinical in a heat wave.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
This is regular deodorant.
Ugh, I can't.
Secret Clinical with workout sweat.
Let's run another marathon.
And regular deodorant.
How much more?
Secret is the goat. Because nothing fights sweat better.
Stay fresher under pressure.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Despite demands from President Trump, the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates alone. Trump has been pushing for a rate cut, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell said yesterday there's still too much uncertainty about the effect of tariffs on the economy. Investors were unfazed by the Fed's lack of movement on interest rates. The Dow Jones rose 285 points Wednesday to close at 41,114. The S&P picked up 0.4%, while the NASDAQ composite added 0.25%. The House of Mouse is growing. Disney, the parent to ABC News, says earnings hit nearly $3.3 billion in the latest quarter, compared with a loss a year ago. The company has also announced plans for a new Disney theme park in Abu Dhabi. Stay at home and play video games instead. Nintendo says it expects to sell 15 million of its new Switch 2 gaming consoles by the end of fiscal year 2026. It goes on sale next month. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday morning to you for the pre-Friday celebration. As we start off a whole new day with trading coming up in just a little bit, we look at some of the numbers from yesterday, and we did see a lot of red on the board overall. We started off kind of mixed across the board for grains and livestock yesterday, wrapped up mostly lower for the grains and livestock as well. We'll see if that changes going into today. Markets brought to you by 4T Ag Insurance. We have you covered from your home to your cattle. It's 4T Ag Insurance. Starting off with your corn market. They were pretty steady yesterday until right at the end saw a slight drop. May corn finishing 6.5 cents lower at 441 even a bushel. The July corn was down by 6.25 at 449 and a quarter of a cent. In the wheat market, lower numbers there as May KC wheat was down by 7.25 cents to 517.5. The July KC wheat down 8.5 cents at 529.5. In the oats market, we did see some slight green there at the end of trading yesterday. May oats were up 1.25 cents, although that is about off the board, sitting at 370 even a bushel. July oats were in the green 3/4 at 346 and 0.25 cents. Moving over to your soybean market, we saw some lower numbers, at least for the early futures here. May soybeans were down 4.25 at 1030.5. The July beans were down 2 pennies at 1039.25. We did see some green, though, in some of the later futures. Soybean meal, the May was in the green $1.90 at 288. July meal wrapped up $2 higher at $2.95 even. And the soybean oil for May down $1.03 at $46.95. The July down $1.02 at $47.33. Canola market, on the other hand, we did see some green there yesterday as July canola was up $7.60 at $7.01.30. And the cotton market saw red yesterday with May cotton down $1.47 at $70.47. The July cotton was down 45 cents at $67.38. We'll see what's in store when markets open up again today for a Thursday. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, house the livestock necessary to supply the food chain with meat and dairy products. With CAFOs built sometimes near residences, K-State Extension livestock specialist Joel DeRushi says producers evaluate many environmental factors during construction. He shares site considerations.
For new sites, really looking for a piece of ground that's going to have the right drainage so we can pull water off of those pens during rain. Most of our feedlots are going to operate with lagoon systems to catch the runoff from the pen surfaces themselves. So where that gets located, the soil types, lagoons need to have a packed clay liner or a soil type that doesn't allow seepage of nutrients that leave that lagoon itself.
DeRushi details water quality, dust, and odor protection.
The whole process of permitting a CAFO, it's really built around the premises of protection of water quality. So in these cases, that's why we have manure storage, manure application at agronomic rates. We don't have runoff off of those fields into nearby water surfaces. The one thing that's not regulated directly is odors. And so we know that large or small operations have odor from livestock. And that doesn't matter if you only have a couple animals or a lot of animals. And so what owners often do is look at where can they potentially put up windbreaks, where is the prevailing winds coming off of those facilities, and how does that impact the surrounding area? How do they minimize potential dust? Because odor really travels a lot on dust, making sure we're cleaning the pen surfaces on the outdoor facilities routinely, because then we remove that top surface of manure that often can turn into dust.
He discusses indoor CAFO facilities.
In swine barns and poultry houses, there's dust that's produced from, you know, the dander, the skin surfaces themselves, from feed, because we feed a ground feed. And that dust would exit out of fans where we're pulling ventilation through. So what we want to do is make sure that all that is set up. We're going to always have dust. We're going to have odors coming off of any livestock operation of any size. What we want to do is be good stewards to make sure we're minimizing any potential impact that would have on the surrounding area.
That was Kansas State University Extension livestock specialist Joel DeRushi with information on concentrated animal feeding operations. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There is a lot to like about drip irrigation in the garden, but there are some drawbacks as well. We help weigh the pros and cons on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, Weather Call could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, May 8th, the 128th day of the year. Our 33rd president, Harry S. Truman, was born on this day in 1884. Considering a drip irrigation system in the garden this year, they do a good job of watering at the roots and conserving water. But there are some drawbacks you should be aware of as well. Concealed hoses can get clogged with debris or mineral deposits, and it may be hard to know if they're doing their job. Exposed hoses are at risk of damage by animals or gardening tools. On especially hot days, the water can get warm enough to virtually cook a plant's roots. And if you have diversified water needs in your garden, a uniform approach isn't always best. Drip irrigation could be a perfect solution, but do some homework first. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Around 900 head of early consignments include 12 black steers nevers weighing 300 to 500 pounds, 30 black steers nevers weighing 4 to 6. 8 mixed bulls and heifers weighing 4 to 6, 20 black steers and heifers 4 to 6, 80 crossbred steers and heifers weigh 4.5 to 550, 25 red Angus heifers 4.5 to 5.5, 11 black steers and heifers 5 to 6 with 15 weighing 5 to 650, 60 black steers 7 to 7 and a quarter, 40 black steers and heifers weigh 7 to 8 and a quarter, 120 mixed heifers 8 to 8, 25, 13 black steers 8 to 8, 25, 120 black steers weigh 8 to 8, 50. 60 red heifers weighing 8 to 8.5, 10 black steers 8.5 to 9, 60 black steers 9 to 9.25, 60 Charlotte cross steers weigh 9 to 9.25, 54 black steers 9 to 9.25, 13 black and red heifers 9 to 9.50, with 62 black steers weighing 9.50 to 9.75. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast. We missed any showers. We had some south of us yesterday. Hit and miss across a lot of the state, not here at home. And we'll look for highs today approaching 80 with the 80s into the weekend.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Another record has been broken in the state of Kansas. This one coming in high school sports and high school baseball with a record that was set back in 1999 for the high school state record of having 139 career hits in high school baseball officially has been broken by an individual out of Valley Falls. After Valley Falls senior Hayden Carney made history by hitting more than 140 hits so far going towards the end of the baseball season.
It was a heck of a hit off the wall in right center field, so fitting for Hayden for sure.
Well, I didn't find out till the next day, and then people told me, and it's just surreal.
We got done with that game, and one of my assistant coaches and I on the way home, we got to talking about it and pulled it up, and we thought he was at 139, so we thought he was tying it, and then we go back through and count all his hits, and he was actually at 140 already.
That audio from WIBW News, where the star senior right now is sitting at 142 hits.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
And welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight flying solo this week as Max is off, but we still have plenty of Twin Valley League sports to talk about, so let's dive in. We'll start today on the track as the TVL athletes have continued to impress.
Washington County's Addy Gagle had a remarkable day at the Beloit Relays earlier this week, tying the meet record time in the 300-meter hurdles at 46.18 seconds and winning the 100-meter hurdle event in 15.69, while also anchoring the Lady Tiger 4x400 winning relay team. Gagle continues to be a huge asset on the track for Washington County. However, she isn't the only Lady Tiger showing out, as Jesse Hoover continues to impress. She set the Beloit meet record in the javelin by an impressive 17 feet, besting her own throw from last year with a throw of 153 feet. Other winners there featured a pair of Valley Heights Mustangs, Montana Martin with a long jump of 20 feet 2 inches, and Mia Vermetten winning the 800-meter race at 2 minutes and 34 seconds. Speaking of Valley Heights, the Mustang golf team were at Onega, and they were led by a third-place finish from Jaden DeWalt, finishing just 2 strokes out of the lead, while Brady DeWalt also finished in the top 20 in what was a spectacularly close leaderboard. In Twin Valley League baseball, the Frankfort boys are riding an incredible early season hot streak as they have won 8 of their last 10, including wins on Monday against Centralia 16-6 and 8-6. The Wildcats are 15-3 on the year, and they lead the TVL standings. Finally today, the Kansas Basketball Coaches Association selected the names for this year's All-Star Game, featuring a handful of Twin Valley League athletes. On the girls' side, Hanover's Anna Juneman and Centralia's Owen Dieters, as well as their coaches Chris Beichman and Dusty Thompson, will take part in the event. And on the boys' side, Clifton Clyde's Jack Scotchney and Axtell's Eli Brockstrom, as well as coach Jason Tynan of the Axtell Eagles, will all take part in the event at Kansas Wesleyan's Mabee Arena June 21st. Congratulations once again to Jack Scotchney, Eli Brockstrom, Anna Juneman, and Owen Dieters, as well as Coach Beichman, Coach Thompson, and Coach Tynan. As per usual, a loaded schedule for today in the TVL, golf at Washington County, and track going on at Valley Heights, as well as many other things throughout the state. I will have all of the results up on TVL Spotlight social media accounts, as well as a full podcast coming up on Friday at TVLSpotlight.com to recap it all. Max and I will be back next week. Until then, Jeff Wirtz signing off for the TVL Rundown.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.